playoff baseball. The Cowboys here. Jeff Brantley, former Giant, but brings the Cincinnati Reds back into town. Boy, what a time of year.
You know, the last time I was here in playoff baseball, it got a little shaky. And, you know, it's funny coming back here, especially being with a different club and playing against the Giants. I mean, it brings back so many memories. I mean, you just, your mind, I mean, it's hard for me to even sleep.
Tell me about the Reds right now. We haven't seen the Reds for a while. And, you know, I talk about, are they hitting, not hitting? Man, they look like they can hit to me. Let me tell you something. You got the Cuban missile at the end of the game. I was on with Mark Simon on your post-game show. I said, I went through the Cuban missile crisis in 1962. I remember that. Well, this is the next guy right now, and that's Aroldis Chapman. But tell me about this ball club.
Well, they've really survived their entire season pitching and defense, timely hitting. And I know that's the crazy phrase that you hear so often, but that's really been what this club has been about. And I think when you look at September, and everybody gets so worried about what they've done in September and worried about, is that going to carry over into the postseason? But this club, when their backs were against the wall in July and August, they lost their best player in Joey Votto, and they came back like gangbusters. They won 22 of 25, played the best baseball in the game, and took the lead in the Central and have never looked back. Now, when they clinched, it was early in September. So for this club to continue to play that kind of baseball, which was the best in the game at the time in July and August, it's kind of hard to keep that momentum going and keep that adrenaline going because you've already clinched. There's nothing to play for at that point. And I think that's one of the reasons you've seen the kind of lull in the offense. I don't think we're going to see that in the postseason. This bunch has kind of been there and done that, very similar to what the Giants. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting season of postseason baseball simply because there are quite a few teams in this deal that everybody has been there.
Yeah, and they all can win the pennant. I will tell you that. Jeff Brantley joins us, part of the broadcasting crew for the Cincinnati Reds. Always a pleasure to just hear his voice out here. Consequently, you haven't seen the Giants in a while. What do you think about the Giants from afar? Because you really haven't seen them.
Well, they made some moves during the trade deadline and added some players. Last time we were here, there was actually Cabrera was in the lineup and hit us pretty well. So you look at both of these teams. I think when you look at the Giants, you look at a club that makes things happen offensively, but they're not a run-scoring machine, and neither are the Reds. I mean, both of these teams are very, very similar. Pitching, they catch the baseball. I think the Giants have a little bit more speed and will do some of the smaller things probably a little bit more than what the Reds have been accustomed to. But to win in this ballpark, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, and you got to have the starting pitching. And, boy, these are two good staffs going against each other.
I would say you could measure them up head for head, arm for arm. The Reds probably have a little bit more depth in the bullpen probably than the Giants do. But you kind of hope that you don't need that when you put your starter out there on the mound.
Reds going with four?
You know, I think they've left the back end open. Right now, they've only announced the three. They've announced Cueto and then Arroyo and then Latos back in Cincinnati, and that's all they've announced thus far. But they do have a guy that just got finished throwing a no-hitter in Homer Bailey waiting in the wings, so I'm sure they'll mix him in there somewhere.
Secret to a five-game series, it changes like the weather.
I think the biggest issue in a five-game series is to make sure that you limit your mistakes. Okay. Because if you don't limit your mistakes, it can run away and hide on you. And I think that's the biggest issue for either one of these teams. Mistakes will loom large, whether they're offensively, defensively, or pitching.
Good analysis. Jeff, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
More coming up on the Sports Leader.